And 2 hours on the dot before you're conscious enough to scream, "Let's get this gag on you, doll." Oh, far, far better. Come on now, focus for me. You must be confused. I understand. 1 minute you're laughing with your roommate, and the next... well, you're strung up like a puppet, with no clue where you are. Where you are doesn't matter. Who you are, who I am, none of that matters. I'm going to take it all away. All the worries and decisions that your pretty little head frets about. I'm not going to kill you. You might wish I did, for a while. But soon you'll long to be empty. I meant what I said about puppets. You're going to be my special doll who I can program, fuck, and sell to the highest bidder. Who you were is long dead to those who knew you. Who you used to be means nothing to me. It will not take me long to make it all vanish, to make you a pretty brainless doll whose only thought is harder. I won't tell you to save your tears for later. Cry away. Cry while you still have the chance. I won't deprive you of that. But don't worry. Before long you won't have to think about a thing. Not a thought in that pretty little head. Far too pretty to think for itself. You need someone to tell you everything you want. And, well, you want me. Stay still as you can, thing. I need to take some photos to show your progress. You were a good find. A lot of the pretty ones have the sense to not meet someone alone and secluded. But not you. You didn't even need convincing. A whisper of someone fulfilling your desires, and here you came. Give me a smile. Show what a good thing you are. I wasn't asking you. I know you can barely dribble, let alone move your mouth. But I don't care. Smile. There's a pretty little face. Look at that. When it enjoys itself, thing gets pleasure. The more you smile and show me what an eager little doll you are, the more stuffed you get. Keep gagging, keep smiling, and you'll be the happiest thing around. Stop being disobedient, doll. You sweet cunt will be out of use. Every thrust will be so close to pushing into you. But stop. Simple. So smile, and you'll be able to ignore how tightly you're bound, how tired your legs are from standing on your tiptoes. Smile, and it will all go away. Oh, so much better, isn't it? Much better to focus on how stretched you are, how full and good you feel. That's your carrot. Now the stick. What's that saying? Blood, sweat, and tears. That's right, isn't it? In order to make something work, to make something perfect. Let's test that theory. You want to be the perfect doll. You may not know it yet, but you do. Now, let's pick an instrument, shall we? Eeny, meeny, miny. puppet by its toe. If it screams, don't let it go. You are it. Bad luck, doll. A knife. Isn't it pretty? Don't you like how it glints in the light? Don't you like how cold it feels against your throat? How easily I could be a little too clumsy and leave you to bleed out. But where would the fun in that be? It looks like we've got the sweat already. Now, let me just run down your chest, grazing those ever-hardening nipples. Hold your breath, doll. I'm going to carve a reminder of your purpose into your side. Scream if you must. No one will hear you. No one will come and rescue you. That's the D done. Looks like we almost have the tears. Next, the O. Is that sore thing? Does it burn into you? Making every breath just a little weaker. Only two more letters to go. For now, at least. And there the dam breaks. Cry for me. Sob. No, there is nothing left to help you. Good, you're keeping so still for me. Not that you have a choice, but I appreciate the effort. One more to go. As I carve this L, who you were is gone. All your family, all your friends, the life you worked so hard to create yourself, gone. And now you're just a doll, an inanimate, dumb object. And with the blood spilling down you, that makes the three. Do you understand now? The more you enjoy your abuse, the more relief you'll get from the pain. I bet it burns. Feels like your new name branded into you. So smile. Smile and you can focus on all the good things again. I said smile. You should be grateful it wasn't actually branded into you. It can be arranged, of course. Now, there's a smile. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't it feel good to be stretched? Even if it doesn't, it feels better than being scarred. Let me help. Is that better? My thumb on your clit, making that big dildo feel a little less massive. Just a little spark of pleasure. This is what good dolls get. They get a thumb on their clit and a mouth on their nipples. Keep moaning for me, doll. How about we add a little something for your ass? Shame, I didn't bring lube. I guess your blood will have to suffice. Far better. Let me just dig my fingers in a little. Don't wince. You don't want to stop smiling now, do you? Good. Let me just... Your ass is hungry for me. Don't even know if I needed the lube. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't it feel right to be so full? Of course it does, doll. Be a good thing and come while you still have the chance. Come while your mind still has the autonomy to. Know this is your life from now on. Keep smiling, keep smiling. Good doll, good doll. This is what you get when you stay still and be a good object. That's it, that's it. You're mine now. Not yourself. Not even just an object. My property. My doll. Just wait until you can come on the shelf with the others. You think you're the only one? I wouldn't be much of a collector if that were the case. Now, back into the cupboard you go. Night-night.